Strictly Business. Little intro here from the Mark Lavely Trio.
Live and direct from the Harlem of the West, we're at Five Points, Denver, Colorado. And our regular feature here Fridays on Five Points with Tracy Winchester from the Five Points Business District. Good morning, Tracy.
Good morning, Steve. Good morning, Carlos.
Good morning. Good to see you.
I'm glad to be here.
Yeah.
And we'll get to the party last night because we want to hear that good report. But the tougher part of news on Five Points this week is another fatal shooting, and that happened right at 29th and Welton. I know that safety, public safety in the neighborhood has been a part of your concern. And so can you give us anything on what these negotiations and discussions with the police have brought about and what kind of progress are we making?
Right. Thank you for giving me this opportunity. We did about 3 weeks ago met with District 2, the commander there, Michael Callow, and he brought in his team of people to talk to our businesses about the issues that are that have been brewing, particularly during the summertime when people definitely do hang out, congregate, and that's when there is a lot of illicit activity, and particularly in the parking lots. And what we noticed was one at the 29th and Welton Street parking lot, which is owned by RTD, they were basically congregating there after hours, after midnight, and then going back and forth with a private club across the street, Catty Corner from there. Mm-hmm. And so what the community asked the police officers to do was to help us close down that parking lot. And then we also were really concerned about making sure that the club, the private club, if there was something that can be done to take care of that. Mm-hmm. So the landlord at the private club was able to basically terminate their lease. And so that stopped some activity for sure. And then RTD stepped up and closed the parking lot between 12 midnight and 4 a.m. Oh. So that just happened about a week or so ago. And so it's going to take a little time for that pattern. I mean, once you get a pattern there, people just, you know, until they figure out where else they're going to go.
Yeah,
you know,
where's the hangout?
Where's the hangout? So we got to find a new one for them.
People in the neighborhood appreciate the parking lot during the day. It's a lot of RTD commuters getting on the end of the D line using that parking spot, but there's no reason to have it open overnight.
Correct.
And so that's going to help. Tough discussions with the Five Points business district and the police as we get this worked out. We know that in the case of this slaying, there is a $2,000 reward for Crime Stoppers for information that leads to a conviction. And so Denver police have information. We'd love to get some more information on that case,
correct,
which is under investigation right now. Businesses are pulling together how to address these public safety issues.
Well, this is the will be a main priority for the business improvement district, the newly formed BID for Five Points, which was created on May 31st by City Council ordinance. On November 8th, they have to vote to say that they will tax themselves an extra 10 mils to pool together money to take care of this area. And basically what BIDs do, and there's about 50 of them across the state of Colorado, is a proven method for helping business districts come together, collaborate, and pool their dollars to help improve the area and to make it better for the residents and make it better for customers to come and support their businesses. So Five Points Business Improvement District is really going to be focusing on maintenance of the sidewalks and the whole surrounding area. It's a 10-block area, as well as security and marketing and promotion. And because it's all about improving the area for the residents and customers to come and support the businesses, I encourage all of the residents and customers to encourage our businesses to vote for the BID tax on November 8th, because that's going to give you a safer place, a much nicer place, because we really want to make Five Points. It's on the map, but let's make it beautiful. Let's keep it together. Yeah. Let's get all behind it.
And the other thing, Tracy, is that we're on a roll now. I mean, this is an area that we know, those of us who've been in Denver for a while, know that every year people go, well, it's Five Points, or is anything ever going to happen,
exactly,
blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
Well, it's happening now, and we have to keep that momentum going in that positive way.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carlos, for that point, because, yes, we don't want the image of 5 points from the past to, you know, pervade. Yeah. During the future.
And when we say the past, we mean the recent past.
The recent past. The reputation.
Yeah. And we're past that now. Thank you. We're moving on up.
We're moving on up. And that's what happened last night when we celebrated our 5 points food, jazz, and wine event. It was all about the history, celebrating the history of Welton Street, because right smack dab, we have the Blair Caldwell African American Research Library. We are a historic district, and we want to remind people that, and we want to make sure that people come and support this area. And remember, don't forget, always remember what is so meaningful about this area.
Tracy Winchester from the 5 Points Business District, the website 5pointsbiz.org. They've got information there on an upcoming legal aid clinic Monday the 26th at the Blair Caldwell African American Research Library, 24th and Welton, on the Graffiti Paint Bank and other year-round services. Information on that business improvement district as well. Boy, lights and trees and people walking around and controlled parking and boy, look at you smiling. You had a good time last night.
I had a great time. We had over 250 people there, so it was wonderful.
The website, 5pointsbiz.org. Tracy Winchester, thank you so much. Let's do it again next month.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Carlos.